And our next speaker is Charlie L.
My name is Charles Lindenwood. I'm an alcoholic. Hi, family. My advice to all you young men here in the audience is get married. And get a woman that lets you think you're the boss. And I have such a girl, and she's right there in the front row. Honey, stand up and let these people look at you. Anybody says that they stay sober on their own metal don't know what they're talking about, because you've got to have somebody. We need to be needed, we want to be wanted, and we love to be loved. My family used to say, Charlie's drinking himself to death, and I outlived all of them. So whiskey don't necessarily kill you, but getting out in the cold and not getting in is getting pneumonia and stuff like that, and not eating right, that malnutrition does it, drinking don't. If you think that's the truth, why, you probably buy some property that ain't worth anything. But I had an uncle that drank, and he was my favorite uncle, and he loved to sing. And we lived away out in the country. When you went to his house, you was either going to see him or you was lost. And Uncle Ben used to go into town, and he'd get drunk and come back in, and he's singing, and he had about a 10-foot stagger. That's 10 feet on this side and 10 feet on that side. And he'd be singing, and his voice would trail off, and we'd know that he got off of the road, and we'd listen, and his voice would come back booming. And one night his voice didn't come back, and we became concerned. And drunks don't worry, they do become concerned, you know. And we went up the road and we found him. He had wandered off the road and fallen into a hog walla. And it was so comfortable, he just stayed there. He was laying upside a big old sow, and he had his arm around her, and he's rubbing her on the stomach. And he's whispering in her ear, and said, Martha, how come you sew all them buttons on your nightgown? He thought he was home, and we was poor. My family was poor. Sometimes we didn't have enough cover when it got cold down in Arkansas. And we had dogs, though. We did have dogs. And when it would get cold, I'd just pull up a dog. And I have seen a 3-dog night. We loved one another, and we kind of depended on one another. And you know, no matter how poor you are, or your family, you always got one member of the family that's kind of uppity. And we had one of them, Aunt Susie, and she's going to give a party. And she told everybody to come. Everybody was invited because she was going to serve caviar. And she went to the store to buy her hot dogs and lunch meat and cheese, and went over to where they had the caviar, and it was just too expensive. You see, no way in the world she could afford to get a can of that caviar. But she did see some buckshot there, and she got a plate full of buckshot and two cans of sardines done up in cottonseed oil. And she brought that home and poured that she opened up them sardines and poured that cottonseed oil on them buckshot. And they just shined, looked like fish eggs, and she set them over in the middle of the table. She figured, well, nobody will reach over and get that, and I won't have to tell nobody about it. And there was a fat girl that ate every bit of those buckshot on crackers. And after the party, my Aunt Susie was so embarrassed, she wanted to explain, and she just couldn't hold it. She got on the phone the next morning real early and called this woman and said, "Honey, I just have to tell you and apologize about the party last night." And this woman said, "Oh, honey, it's not you that needs to apologize. It's me." Said, "Last night, as I left your beautiful party, I got out on the back porch and noticed that my shoe had come untied. And I bent over to tie my shoe and shot your cat." And so, it takes a while, don't it? Well, but Alcoholics Anonymous is not particular about who comes in. They let me in, and I didn't come to AA. I was brought. And when you get down as low as I got, you never go nowhere. You're either brought or sent. And that was my position. And I never asked anybody to be my sponsor because everybody knew that I needed one and everybody wanted to be telling me what to do and what not to do. There was a guy that he was my nemesis. And he was always telling me something, "Give me this, you know." And I'd go over and say, "Yeah." And he'd tell me something. One day I was talking to three fellas that had just come in. I'd been sober about a week. And I was telling them how to do it. So he give me this. He said, "Charlie, this may come as a big surprise to you, but those fellas have never got down to where you got up to." And that's an ego buster, I'll tell you. And what is that? Something at depth? Can't think of the word, but I will after this thing's over. And one day he said to me, he said, "Charlie, go over in the corner and count yourself." And I mumbled something. I said to myself, "I'm dealing with a nut." But he'd been sober about a month, and he was one of them old-timers, and I thought, "I'll have better do that, or they might kick me out." So I went over in the corner and stood there a little bit and mumbled, and I turned around, and I said, "Doug, I counted myself." He said, "How many did you come up with?" And I said, "One." And he said, "Think on it." And I said, "He is a nut." How in the world could you come up with any other figure but one? But after 5 years, one day it came to me, just like turning on a light. I said, he wanted me to count myself, and he wanted me to come up with one, and then he wanted me to ask myself, one what? Boy, that set me to thinking. And I'll tell you, just try it, every one of you. Just count yourself and come up with one, and then ask yourself if you're satisfied with that one that you are. And of course you're not. You know you could be better. You know you could do things that God would enjoy you doing more than the way you're doing. And if we'll just do that, and it don't make any difference whether other people like it or not, but if we do the best that we can with what we got, it'll please God. And as long as you please God, you're pleasing everybody in AA. God bless you.
There's a lot of years of sobriety up here. Let's please give them all just one big hand.
Before you say Lord's Prayer, please, Charlie didn't give his sobriety. Do you have it?
Yeah. It was just pointed out to me that Charlie did not give his sobriety date. It's 5:15:45. Is that right? I want to thank you all for being here. Dick has a couple of announcements he'd like to make, and then we will close in the usual manner.